Well, good evening, everyone. We are so glad that you jumped on here and joined us here at Dothan First on our Wednesday night in the Word.
Yeah.
In fact, tonight we're going to get right to it. Our Word tonight is about the living Word.
That's right. Yeah, we're so excited about what God has been showing us and teaching us by His Word. And I can just say for many of you that are watching this evening, you may have put yourself in a place where you're just really struggling, or maybe it's not you that put yourself in that place, but somebody else put you in a place of struggle, and you're just walking through difficulty. The way to get wisdom, and we've talked about this on Sundays, the way to get wisdom is go to the Word. The Word is where wisdom is found, because it literally is the Word of God. And what I shared with you last Sunday, and I'll share it with you today, is if I were to tell you, here's a map that you can go find treasure, and there's $1 million buried, and it's not buried very deep. All you got to do is take your shovel and go ahead and dig in this one spot. I know some of you, you would immediately take vacation time, you would immediately go and grab a shovel, and you would go directly to that spot because you knew there was treasure waiting on you. And yet, how many of us do that with the Word of God? Friends, the Bible, God's Word, is our treasure book. Yeah. It's filled with over 7,000 promises that are listed in God's Word that just waiting on us.
Right.
That if we'll take hold of those things and really gain God's wisdom, it'll give us peace, hope, help us with assurance, and many times it will offer us the direction we need for our daily lives. And so today we want to talk a little bit about getting into God's Word, meditating on it. Let me start with just asking this simple question. How many of you have had a time or two where you missed a daily devotion, a daily time with Him? Friends, I'll be honest, as much as I don't want to admit it as a pastor, there's been a few days where, for my own personal daily devotion, now there's been times where I've opened up the Bible and gotten a word for somebody else, but to get it really for me, to take the time in God's Word like I should, sometimes it's a battle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a struggle. And sometimes it's the busyness.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. I mean, we know as Christ followers that we should be in the Word. It gives us strength. It brings correction in our life. It gives us wisdom. I mean, the Word is Jesus. That's John 1:1. You know, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word was with God, and the Word is God. So
yes.
Why do we, when we know that that's where our strength and wisdom comes from, why do we delay in getting into the Word? What was it? And you said it.
Yeah.
We use busyness as excuses.
Right. But then the question then has to come, well, if it's all about busyness, well, what are you busy with?
Right.
You must have made a priority somewhere, because we always do ultimately what we choose to prioritize.
Right. Absolutely. We make time for what is important to us. But it is important for
us
to make time in the world, the Word, because it gives us life.
Yeah.
And
one thing that I can say has been a part of my daily journey in devotions with Christ is I may go in tired or weary, or, you know, it may at first feel like a responsibility or a duty, if you will. And yet when I open up God's Word, it's amazing how He will reveal so many things. If I'll put away the distractions, turn off the cell phone, get alone with God, it's amazing how He gives me that rhema word that speaks life to my soul.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's important too, as we're talking about it, I know a lot of us, our personalities are, we are task oriented.
Yeah.
So we may do the 1 year in the Bible, in which nothing's wrong with that. That is great. You may have your checklist. And a lot of us who like to check off the list, sometimes we can have that be more of a distraction because we're so concerned about checking off our list instead of really hearing what the Word is saying and really meditating on the Word. That it doesn't have to be that you have to do what, you know, so many of us have done, an Old Testament, a New Testament, a Psalm, a Proverbs. you just need to hear from the Lord. You need to get in the Word, even if it's one scripture, and that you meditate on that scripture for a week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so full of wisdom that one verse, you could literally chew on one verse for a month or even longer, and the Holy Spirit can continue to speak to you through that one verse. So I don't want you to get so caught up on, I've got to read this, this, and this. It's not that I got to do anything. We get to do it.
That's right.
But we want to open our spirits to the Lord when we read, or we're just reading.
That's right.
Or we're just reading and we're not really consuming the Word and living it out.
You know, the Pharisees knew the Bible backwards and forwards. As a matter of fact, they had the first five books of the Bible memorized, and yet they missed the Messiah. And Jesus looked at them and said, you don't understand the Word. You may have had it memorized, but you're not really getting it. And I can just say, the Spirit of God is the only one that can truly reveal Himself through the Scriptures.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you as you open up God's Word that you let God reveal Himself to you. And even that word meditate, the Bible says that you ought to meditate on His Word day and night. Do you know the word meditate and ruminate are the same thing? Ruminate is the word we get when we talk about cows that chew on their own cud. And I don't want to be gross, but I'm just going to tell you what that means. They literally chew on it for a while, swallow it, regurgitate it back into their mouths, and chew on it again.
Yeah.
And I can just say, friends, the word that Michelle just described, that thing that is so connecting, when you get a hold of that thing, there's something powerful about rehearsing it over and over. And sometimes you don't just need to have it in your mind. Sometimes you need to speak it out of your mouth.
Absolutely. Speaking the word of God, declaring the word of God out, reading the word of God out loud is powerful.
Yeah.
It is powerful. And, you know, sometimes us declaring and speaking it out loud is really declaring over our soul to get into alignment with what God is saying.
Yeah.
Because our soul is where we feel like hopeless at times. We feel that Adamic nature of everything is chaotic. And there may not be any peace.
Yeah.
There may not. There's just tension and turmoil. But speaking and declaring that word out loud is saying to your soul, get into alignment with what the Word of God is saying. So it is very powerful to read the Word out loud. Now, I know it's not always feasible, like, you know, if you're in a restaurant or whatever, but to be alone with the Lord and speak His Word out loud is powerful.
One of the things that I'm amazed at, when Jesus had walked by a fig tree that had not produced fruit, the Bible says that He looked at that fig tree and he cursed it because it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. It wasn't fruit bearing. And I would just say, for all of us, we need to be fruit bearing Christians, meaning that we carry the nature of Christ with us, the attitudes that Christ had, what the Holy Spirit brings to us, which is, of course, the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But the Bible said that when the disciples came back and saw just moments later that the fig tree that Jesus cursed had withered up by the roots, Jesus then looked at them, the disciples, and said, you can do the same thing I just did. You can say to this mountain, be thrown into the sea, and if you have faith and you believe it and you speak it, it will be so. Can I just tell you, friends, I know that there's a theology out there that's a little misguided, the, you know, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, that we're all about the success and prosperity financially in the, you know, in this country's gospel. Mm. But that's not the totality of God's blessing. Look, yes, there is moments of major sacrifice. The Bible said, even Jesus said, there's going to be problems in this world. There's going to be trouble and crisis. We live in a broken, sin-filled world. And yet, the Word of God is just as powerful in our mouths. That's what Jesus was saying to His disciples, that was in His mouth when He spoke it. Why? Because it's not our words, it's His Word.
Right.
So don't curse what God's trying to bless. If you're in a situation right now with your family, your marriage, your friends, your job, where out of your mouth you're constantly speaking negativity. Well, friends, can I just tell you, you need to close your mouth to those negative words and begin to use God's word over your situation. If something seems impossible in your situation, why don't you memorize that scripture that said, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Memorize that scripture and then begin to speak it out and declare it over your situation.
And there's so many promises that he's given us. There's so many blessings, so much wisdom that he has given us in his word. But if we don't know them, how are we going to walk it out? Because we can say, okay, I know that he's got something for me. I know that he is going to see me through this. But if we don't open the gift, if we don't know the word, how are we going to declare those promises over our circumstances and our life? We have to be people of the word and know him. And you know what? It's not just to seek a word. It's to seek Jesus, because Jesus is the word.
That's right.
And if you are hungry for Jesus, you're going to find him in this word. You're going to find him. I mean, because he is the word.
When you think about children, oftentimes you'll have a moment, if you've got kids or you maybe grandkids, when they want something from you, sometimes they'll use words like, oh, I love you. Oh, I think you're the greatest. But you know the reason that they're saying it is out of the motivation of manipulation. They want something out of you. We never want to have that kind of relationship with God, where, you know, he's our magical genie, where we say just the right thing to get his attention so we can get what we want. That's the wrong motivation. But if you go not after the blessing, but after the blessor, if you go after a relationship with God, you get God and his blessings.
That's right.
And I would say we need to activate the word, like James talks about, to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Friends, it's one thing to memorize the word or even repeat the word. But when you activate the word, when you let it change you from the inside out, and when you live according to God's word, the Bible says, then you'll prosper and succeed in all that you do. Why? Because we meditate on that scripture and we activate that scripture. We allow it not just to change our minds, but it changes our hearts as well.
That's right.
And I feel like maybe today we could take a moment and just speak a word over you today.
Yes, and I just want to encourage you, if you're listening and maybe you haven't been in the Word, it's been a while that you've been in the Word, for whatever reasons we talked about, but we've been there, done that, you know, with busyness or distractions, and we know our phones are probably the number one distraction. If you are in that situation tonight, I just want to encourage you, you know what? Go back to the Word. Just get in the Word and let that bring life to you. And if you're listening and maybe you are saying, well, I want to be in the Word, but I don't understand the Word. There are many, many translations of the Bible that you can get that are easier for you to read. There's many, many out there. And please email us or message us right here if you have a question about maybe the version, and we will help you be able to get the one that maybe would help you understand the word. But this, the word of God is our weapon.
Yeah.
The word of God is our life. And so as our lifeline. Mm-hmm. So we just want to encourage you tonight to get into the word and let it breathe life into you.
Yeah. Today we're going to pray that prayer over you, that you would take the daily time to prioritize God's word and let God's word become your daily routine, not just because it's a religious duty or some kind of out of responsibility, but rather that you can't go by another moment or another day without consuming the word. The Bible talks about that his word not only is a lamp unto our feet, but a light unto our path, but literally it's like it's food for our soul. And just like you couldn't miss too many meals without feeling malnourished, so too it is with the word over time. Listen, the worries and cares of this world are all consuming. All around us, we see trouble and problems and crisis. We need God's word to help align us with God's Holy Spirit to showcase his glory through our situation. Right. Let's take a moment and pray together as we close out our time. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of these amazing people that have joined with us right now online. And I speak, God, your word over them. That they would be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, that they would see the blessing hand of God in their life, not just for circumstantial blessing, not just for temporary blessing, but Lord, for the eternal blessing, that we can know our Maker and our Creator in a new and a fresh way. Yes. God, I pray that we would take time to meditate on your scriptures day and night, that Lord, we may not be able to have the Bible physically in front of our eyes, reading it every second of every day. But Lord, maybe even one scripture that comes so alive in our spirit that over that day, we just continue to meditate, that it comes back up in our mind or even in our mouth where we speak that word of life. And Lord, it would change our atmosphere. It would change our situation. God, I even ask that people right now watching would have a word in season for their family, for their marriage, for their spouse, for their children, maybe for their parents, that they would have a word in season for their coworker, their neighbor, or their boss. But Lord, activate the word in us. Make it come alive, make it practical and applicable so that we can not just hear your word, but we could do your word. I thank you for that. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Friends, we love you. We cannot wait to see you this Sunday. It's going to be a powerful day on Sunday. You don't want to miss it. And listen, let me just remind you, we have our special Pastor Appreciation Sunday this Sunday. We're going to take the time to pray over our entire team of pastors. And we're going to take a special love offering just to remind them how much we do love and appreciate each one of these pastors that are on staff here. They work diligently night and day to serve you well. And we want to take time to honor them this Sunday. Well, listen, we love you. God bless you. And have a Jesus-filled evening. We'll see you Sunday.